The liturgical movement is about the piety of God's people. It is about where we encounter God, where we meet him in his Son, Jesus Christ, where his gifts are bestowed upon us, where the power and strength of our everyday lives as the spiritual priests of God in service to him, where all of these things come together. And this is a very pastoral concern. We want our people to be strengthened and nurtured and shaped and directed by the Word of God and the visible Word of the sacraments. We want the liturgy to reflect this concern because our people are being bombarded with a piety that is rooted in other places. Everything from the stuff they listen to on the radio to the stuff they find on the internet, these things are not only un-Lutheran, but they are drawing people away from the one thing that is certain and sure, the Word that does not change, and the means of grace that bestow the gifts of that Word to God's people. So it's very important and very pastoral for us to be concerned about what happens in worship so that our people know what to expect and what to receive and how to use these gifts in their daily life. Because apart from this, you know, they become subject to the whims of the people planning worship, and their piety becomes rootless and groundless to the point where they can be moved around by every wind of doctrine, as St. Paul says, and end up losing the very gospel that is at its heart and center within the Sunday morning liturgy, both in the liturgy itself as well as in the proclamation from the pulpit.